We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Actor Danny Aiello has died. Correspondent Jim Roop takes a look back at his incredible career.
God took a rib from Adam, and made Eve. Now maybe men chase women to get the rib back.
Whether it be in comedic roles like a jilted fiancé in 1987's Moonstruck or a mob hitman in 1974's The Godfather Part II,
Michael Corleone says hello.
Danny Aiello was the focus of every scene. One of the best-known supporting role actors in the business, even earning a supporting role Oscar nomination for Spike Lee's 1989 film, Do the Right Thing.
Hey, Sal, how come we got no brothers up on the wall here?
You want brothers on the wall? Get your own place. You can do what you want.
Aiello died at a New Jersey medical facility Thursday while being treated for a sudden illness. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Danny Aiello was 86. There is an arrest in the fatal stabbing of a Barnard College student, Tessa Majors, in Upper Manhattan.
Not only is a 13-year-old boy charged in the murder of Tessa Majors, detectives here with the 26th Precinct are questioning at least one other suspect. That's according to law enforcement sources who tell us the 26th Precinct detectives are looking for at least one more teen. Sources say the 13-year-old implicated himself in the attack, that he was recognized by his clothes, and that police have the knife used in the stabbing. Other than robbery, which the teen is also charged with, there is no word on any possible motive. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds, live outside the 26th Precinct Station House in Harlem.
The city is paying big bucks to a mother involved in a violent scuffle at a Brooklyn benefits office last year. You may recall Jasmine Headley had her one-year-old son ripped from her arms as she sat on the floor of the Human Resources Administration office last December. She had been waiting for hours to find out why her child care benefit had been cut off. But instead of getting an answer, police arrested her and she spent 2 days at Rikers. Now the city is apologizing and is paying Headley $625,000. The city has also made some changes at social services, including de-escalation training and a plan to equip every peace officer with body cameras by the end of the year. New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez today announces federal funding for New Jersey Transit. The money would go to enhance commuter bus service and expand capacity and reduce wait times for train riders on 27 overcrowded NJT routes in Essex, Hudson, and Bergen counties.
Fewer delays and smoother rides mean an even greater incentive for New Jerseyans to leave their cars at home and rely on mass transit.
Metro North is reportedly moving to make good on a promise to withhold $3.4 million in payments to New Jersey Transit next year. The agency has expressed anger that NJT has not improved on-time performance on the Pascack Valley and Port Jervis lines. The cancellation of two express trains has frustrated commuters. The FBI is looking for a 2001 white Ford van with New Jersey license plate number B as in boy 40JSD. This is in connection with Tuesday's deadly shooting rampage in Jersey City. They haven't said why, but anyone with information is asked to please call the police. State officials yesterday confirmed the attack was domestic terrorism, driven by anti-Semitism and anti-law enforcement beliefs. Today, Governor Murphy hosted an interfaith roundtable with Senator Bob Menendez at Temple Beth El in Jersey City. A local charity, meantime, announced today that it will pay the mortgage on the home of the police detective who was killed.
When Jersey City Detective Joseph Seals was killed prior to Monday's kosher market shootout, he left behind his wife, Laura, and five children. Now the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is stepping up.
We are going to pay your mortgage. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is going to pay your mortgage before Christmas, so you never have to worry about your mortgage again.
Frank Siller heads up the foundation, named for his hero brother who died on 9/11. Detective Seal's cousin is Justin Smith.
You couldn't have asked for something better than that. It's a huge burden. I mean, everybody who has a mortgage knows it's a burden. And now she doesn't have to worry about it.
Al Jones, 1010 Winds in Jersey City.
A candlelight vigil honoring all the victims will be held outside Jersey City Hall starting at 4:30 this afternoon. The Suffolk County SPCA and the State Humane Association are offering a combined $3,000 reward in a horrible case of animal cruelty. SPCA Chief Roy Gross tells 1010 Winds an 8-week-old pit bull mix was thrown from a vehicle in Riverhead on Wednesday.
Some person would take an animal, a living animal, a dog, his little puppy, and toss it out of the car window, a moving car, like it was yesterday's garbage.
The puppy's at the vet. He says authorities are looking for the driver of a dark-colored SUV that left the scene on Route 25 near Calverton Cemetery. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Suffolk County SPCA, 631-372-7722. MTA documents show the estimated cost of replacing 19 subway elevators in the city keeps going up. According to thecity.nyc, the agency now projects it will spend nearly double the $69 million originally budgeted for the new elevators in its current 5-year capital plan. The MTA blamed the cost increase on the need to reconfigure elevator machine rooms, which it did not initially anticipate having to do. Animal lovers converging on Manhattan's Metropolitan Pavilion on 18th Street tomorrow for PetCon. Founder Lonnie Edwards.
We wanted to appeal to every kind of pet lover. So it is very much a family-friendly event. We have things for kids, like face painting. We have activations for adults. There's going to be a tattoo artist giving real tattoos of people's pets. So truly something for everyone.
That includes adoptables from North Shore Animal League America, as well as a whole bunch of celebrity pets, including Ella Bean Out, Popeye the Foodie, and Mochi in the City. Get all the info in the Things to Do section at 1010winds.com. New York City SantaCon is planned for tomorrow, and organizers are trying to head off the drunken bad behavior associated with the event. There is now a code of conduct posted on the SantaCon website, and a message from one of Santa's helpers reminding folks how to act.
Santa respects the NYPD. Police will be at every one of our stops. Respect them and do not break laws. Open containers, jaywalking, doing anything illegal.
Those involved are also being urged to give to charity. It was recently exposed that when averaged out, each SantaCon participant raised less than $2 for charity. The NYPD today responded to what was described as a high rescue operation. Two workers became stranded 50 feet up a building at 17 West 118th Street near Fifth Avenue. They were on a cherry picker installing siding material when the machine became unstable and it swayed into the building next door. The pair were successfully brought down. They were treated by EMS. They should be okay. The work site is now closed, though, while officials investigate what went wrong.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.